Blog Talk Radio. surrender of a king. Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
I would like to welcome you all to Prolific Fire. God bless you all. We're going to continue in worship. Then immediately following worship, I will have prayer and go into the Word. God bless you all once again. Hallelujah. We serve a great God, and he's worthy of our praise. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy, Lord. I honor you and I praise you on tonight, God. Set me down, God, and use me like you want to use me. Say what you want to say, God. This is your show, God. This is your altar, your ministry, God. And we ask that you come in, God, and do whatever you want to do on tonight. Bless your people, God. Feed your people. Meet them at the point of their needs, God. Let them be changed, delivered, and set free on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you all once again for joining me on tonight. There is a word indeed from the Lord. The foundational text comes from John 11, verses 1 through 15. And I will be reading from the Amplified Bible on tonight. Now, a certain man named Lazarus was ill. He was of Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was now sick. So the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love so well is sick. When Jesus received the message, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but on the contrary, it is to honor God and to promote his glory, that the Son of God may be glorified through and by it. Now Jesus loved Mary and her Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. They were his dear friends, and he held them in love and esteem. Verse 6, therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed still 2 days longer in the same place where he was. Verse 7, then after that interval, he said to his disciples, let us go back again to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews only recently were intending and trying to stone you. Are you thinking of going back there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? Anyone who walks about in the daytime does not stumble because he sees by the light of this world. 10, but if anyone walks about in the dark, he does stumble because there is no light in him. The light is lacking to him. 11, he said these things and then added, our friend Lazarus is at rest and sleeping, but I am going there that I may awaken him out of his sleep. The disciples answered, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will recover. However, Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he referred to falling into a refreshing and natural sleep. 14, so then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. 15, and for your sake, I am glad that I was not there. It will help you to believe, to trust, and rely on me. However, let us go to him. Tonight's message is entitled, Faded to Black. Imagine this. It has always been the three of you for as long as you can remember. You and your sister are so close, people often use your names, Mary and Martha, when referring to twins. Completing the trio was one who stood taller than both of you, just a hint of masculinity. He was the strength of the group, your brother, Lazarus. Now, just imagine. The one who had always been the strength of the group is sick. Not only is he sick, he has been pronounced dead. Jesus, your friend, is nowhere to be found. Though he has sent word, this sickness is not unto death. Imagine their confusion, heartbreak, their world shattered, faded to black. When you think it's the end of your story, but God says there's more. And I'm just going to go step by step and give you the revelation about this story that God gave me. And I hope it will bless each of you. John 11, now a certain man named Lazarus was sick. Even when you are not at your best, You are still somebody. Don't let situations define you. Even when you are not at your best, you are still somebody. Don't let situations define you. The Amplified Bible has the first word of John 11, now, written in all capital letters, N-O-W, capitalized, to emphasize a point. John 11, verse 1, now a certain man named Lazarus was ill. Beloved, your current circumstances exist for now, but things will get better. I feel like somebody listening needs to hear that. Whatever you're going through right now, your current situation, it exists for right now, but things will get better. The word now is written in all caps, as I said, to let you know that situation looks big now, but everything has its limit. Everything has its limit. John 11, verse 1. Now, a certain man named Lazarus, can't you see in this story that Lazarus has been chosen? Because he picked him out. He said a certain man, not just any man, but a certain man named Lazarus. A word for somebody. You may feel like that situation has picked you. You might be right. Let God show himself through that situation. You might feel that that situation has picked you. You might be right. Let God show himself through that situation, through you. Stop questioning what has been written about you. Your only lot in life really is to bring God glory. Stop questioning what has been written about you. Your only lot in life really is to bring God glory. He chooses the how. I'm so thankful it's not up to us to choose how God will get his glory out of our lives. I give you my brief testimony. Like Apostle Paul, I have a thorn in my flesh. I prayed over and over for it to be taken away, but it's still there. Acceptance was not easy. The road to acceptance was hard. I won't lie to you, it was hard. But I've come to realize I'm not my own. I'm his. And if I'm walking through this, and it will bring him glory, use me, Lord, to God be the glory. That's the attitude that you have to get no matter what you're going through. Tell God be the glory. So I'm sitting here tonight hopefully being a blessing to somebody in spite of. Tell God be the glory. Be in my thorn in the flesh. John 11 and verse 2. This Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus, who was now sick. Beloved, you are not in it alone. Your situation affects the lives of other people as well. Being connected to God does not make you exempt. Oh, no, just because you got a connection to God, you're going to go through too. We all go through trials. Having an intimate connection to God connects you to his wisdom and anoints your mind to withstand. If you have a connection to God, your mind has been anointed, and whatever you're going through, you can stand it. You may think you can't, but you can. One of my favorite scriptures, Deuteronomy 3 and 3 in the NIV says, surely it is you who loves the people. All the holy ones are in your hand. At your feet they bow down and receive instruction. When life gets too hectic, all the instructions you need, all the insight you need to continue is at the feet of Jesus. Spend time in his presence. The answers you're looking for are in his presence, at his feet. Bow down and surrender yourself to him. John 11, verse 3, so the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love so well is sick. No matter what you're going through, always reverence him as Lord. Notice the sisters sent a message to him saying, Lord, he whom you love so well is sick. They could have said Jesus because they were friends with him, but they reverenced him as Lord. No matter what you're going through, always reverence him as Lord, Master, Savior, because he is. You know a person really loves you when they are willing to take your needs to the Lord. Interceding, volunteering yourself, stepping in on behalf of another, taking upon yourself the pain of another as though it was your own. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, Jesus lives to intercede for us. Isaiah 53:3 describes Jesus as a man acquainted with grief, familiar with sorrow. He interceded. He took it upon himself for us. But love, don't ever, ever say no one knows how you feel. Jesus knows. He interceded for you then, and he's interceding for you now. Did you hear me? He interceded for you then, and he's interceding for you now. John 11:3. So here the sisters are interceding, petitioning the Lord on behalf of their brother. Because when one family member hurts, we all hurt. John 11:3. So the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love so well is sick. Think about this with me. Jesus was God's beloved son. Lazarus was Jesus' loved and treasured friend, as well as Mary and Martha's dear brother. In some ways, Lazarus' journey mirrors that of Jesus. We were called to be imitators of Christ, so don't be surprised if your life begins to mirror that of Jesus in some way, too. We were called to be imitators of Christ, so don't be surprised if your life begins to mirror that of Jesus in some way, too. Ephesians 5:1, we were called to be imitators of Christ. John 11:4, when Jesus received the message, he said, keep praying in the name of Jesus. He responds to his messages. John 11:4, when Jesus received the message, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but on the contrary, it is to honor God and to promote his glory. That the Son of Man may be glorified by it. The God we serve is still Alpha and Omega. He can announce the end, the outcome of that thing from the beginning. Wait for his announcement. I love this point that God gave me. It says, Trust God to use what seems unbearable to do the impossible in your life. Trust God to use what seems unbearable to do the impossible in your life. 1 Corinthians 10:13 from the Amplified Bible. God is faithful. Oh, yes, he is. God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted or tried beyond your ability and strength. I don't care what you're going through. It's not beyond your ability or your strength. If it was, God wouldn't let it be. That's something to think about. Luke 18:27. For Jesus himself said, what is impossible with men is possible with God. What is impossible with men is possible with God. John 11:5-6. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. They were his dear friends, and he held them in love and esteem. Verse 6. Therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he still stayed 2 days longer in the same place where he was. He loved them. They were his dear friends, yet he refused to come to their aid. In the natural, we would say a friend who knows our situation, has the ability to help, but refuses to, is not a friend at all. Sometimes, God's love for us requires that he stand still and wait. God will never enter where there is no glory. Sometimes God's love for us requires that he stand still and wait. God will never enter where there is no glory. Isaiah 42 and verse 8 from the Amplified Bible says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Think about it. If God showed up when you asked, every time you asked, he would not be God. That's what I said. If God showed up when you asked, every time you asked, he would not be God, but a magic routine awaiting your cue. God never comes when the timing looks right to man. God never comes when the timing looks right to man, but he waits until conditions are favorable for the miraculous to occur. God never comes. I feel like somebody needs it. God never comes when the timing looks right to man, but waits until conditions are favorable for the miraculous to occur. God's nature in itself is miraculous. So whenever he chooses to show up on your behalf, it's the right time. Be not in a hurry. Be not in a hurry. Locked away in his divine timing is the glory of God. Psalms 34 and 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Notice the scripture does not say when he will deliver, only that he delivers. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Beloved, there is an out for whatever you are in. Trust God's timing. He shall deliver. Psalms 34 and 19 in the New Century Version says, people who do what is right may have many problems, but the Lord will solve them all. He will solve them all. But again, there is no when, only the assurance that he will. There's no time frame placed on a move of God. There is no time frame placed on a move of God. Back to John 11, verse 6. Therefore, even when he heard that Lazarus, who was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in the same place where he was. Verse 7, then after that interval, he said to his disciple, let us go back again to Judea. The disciple said to him, Rabbi, the Jews only recently were intending and trying to stone you. Are you thinking of going back there again? Beloved, God does not mind crossing over into unwanted territory for you. Beloved, God does not mind crossing over into unwanted territory for you. So don't worry about how people around you feel about your God. Don't worry about how they feel. Serve your God, and he will serve you. Thank you, Lord. Verse 9. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? Anyone who walks about in the daytime does not stumble because he sees by the light of this world. But anyone who walks about in the dark, he does stumble because there is no light in him. The light is lacking to him. Verse 11, he said these things and then added, our friend Lazarus is at rest and sleeping. Even when life itself seems to have given up on you, let nothing steal your peace. Even when life itself seems to have given up on you, let nothing steal your peace. Philippians 4 and 7 from the Message Bible. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Verse 11, he said these things and then added, our friend Lazarus is at rest and sleeping, but I'm going there that I may awaken him out of his sleep. Beloved, do not do nothing on your own. Wait for God to enlighten you. Beloved, do nothing on your own. Wait for God to enlighten you. If you're new to Believing Fire, I repeat things when I feel it in my spirit that somebody needs it. Because I'm here for them to get the word of God. So if I got to constantly repeat, I will repeat. Verse 12, The disciples answered, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will recover. And I love this point God gave me. I couldn't wait to get on Prolific Fire to share this point. Let me read the scripture again so I'll make sure you have this. If you don't get anything else, get this. It's John 11, verse 12 in the Amplified Bible. It says, the disciples answered, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will recover. And this is the point that God gave me. There will always be those who don't understand what you're going through. Some things require more than a good night's sleep to recover. There will always be those who don't understand what you're going through. Some things require more than a good night's sleep to conquer. Thank you, Jesus. That was it for the night for me. But however, I'm going to go on to verse 13, 14, and 15. However, Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he was referring to falling into a refreshing and natural sleep. It's hard to think about death in the presence of a life-giving God. Verse 14, so then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Verse 15, and for your sake, I'm glad that I was not there. Listen to Jesus talking boldly. And for your sake, I'm glad that I wasn't there. It will help you to believe, to trust, and rely on me. However, let us go to him. Faith will cause God to come to you. Faith, which also could be translated trust, will cause God to come to you. God says, tell you there's a reason for my insanity. His out-of-your-mind thinking. It is so that you will believe, learn to trust, and rely on me. God says, tell you there is a reason for his insanity, his out-of-your-mind thinking. It is so that you will believe, learn, and trust, and rely on him. He will not give his glory to another, but he will pause long enough for your heart to trust him. He will not give his glory to another. Thank you, Jesus. But he will cause your heart. He will cause you to pause long enough for your heart to trust him. Do you trust him even when your world fades to black? Do you trust him when your dreams flatline? Do you trust him when you can't trace him? Do you trust him when your prayers go unanswered 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years? Oh, still, God wants to know, do you trust him? The timing of God is priceless if you trust him. The timing of God is priceless if you trust him. Listen to Jeremiah 17 and 7 in the NIV. But blessed, not cursed, not barely making it, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. And that is the end of my message for tonight. If there's anybody online who requires prayer, who has a comment, you can match one. I'd be happy to pray with you, to talk to you. Or if you're online and you desire prayer, you can call in at this time. Match one if you have a prayer request. Okay, I appreciate you being there. I'm going to play a song just in case some other people want to call in for prayer. This song ties in with the message. It's called, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Because remember what Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Get your blessing when you trust him. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for every listener on tonight, Lord God. Bless everybody who had the heart to call in and to stay online, God. Bless them, God, in the area where they need it most, God. Bless everybody online that's listening, Lord God. I thank you for them, Lord God. I'm reminded of what Elijah said to his servant when his servant was fearful about what was coming against him. He told him to fear not. They are more for us than they are against us. And I want my listeners to know whatever's coming up against you tonight, there is more for you than there is against you. When God is for you, who in the world can be against you? Just trust him. Just trust him, even though you can't trace him, even though you don't know how it's going to work out. Trust him. Trust him. Once again, I thank you all for being here, and I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I just love you and appreciate you so much. I want to give you my contact information before I go. If you would like to make contact with me, I would be so privileged to make your connection. You can connect with me on twitter.com/prolificfire. Or Facebook.com, Prophetess Stacy, or you can email me. If you need prayer throughout the week, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolificfire, just like the show. Also, it's my privilege to announce that we are on iTunes. iTunes. That's right. If you have an iPhone, an iPod, or iPad, you can take me with you. Just look me up. It's Prophetess Stacy. It's Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. That's right. Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. Also, during the week, if you're away from your computer, if you have a smartphone, you can just punch in blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. And once again, I'll be right there. I just feel like saying this again. If you need prayer during the week, or private consultation about the things of God, you can always email me at prolificfire@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as quick as possible. Once again, I love you. Thank you for your support. You made tonight so prolific. And because you did, I know God is going to bless you. Good night.